Welcome to the Space Show, Wilfred.
Thanks, Andrew.
What's dark matter?
Well, a lot of people would like to know the answer to that question. We have no idea what it is, and we're not even clear how much of it there is. And that's why my research is aimed at measuring as directly as is possible how much dark matter is out there. And because it's dark, it doesn't emit any radiation that we can detect so far. We can only infer its presence indirectly. And that's what I'm doing by studying the rotation of galaxies. And because they are relatively well understood dynamical systems, we can infer the total mass in and around those systems from these observations. And when you subtract the visible mass and stars and gas and dust that we know is there from the total mass, what's left is the mass of the dark matter. And there seems to be quite a lot in the average galaxy, many times as much as is in the stars, it seems. And when you look at larger systems, such as clusters of galaxies or clusters of galaxies, then even more dark matter appears to be needed to explain the observations.
So we're looking then at the visible light from stars coming from the different stars and different galaxies, and we're looking at the rotation of those galaxies.
That's right. It's been done with stars in the past. My work looks at the gas, the hydrogen gas, that rotates in these galaxies, and that's better to use to probe for dark matter because it extends beyond the stars, and there are fewer uncertainties involved with measuring what the gas is doing.
How do you measure gas in a distant galaxy, for heaven's sakes?
Well, we use the Australia Telescope National Facilities radio telescopes, and they can detect the 21 centimetre line of neutral hydrogen gas, and that's a reasonably reliable probe of the kinematics of the matter in the vicinity of the gas. And from that we infer the way in which the entire galaxy is rotating, and it tells us indirectly about what we believe to be there, that is a dark matter, but can't see.
So you've got this gas in space and it's emitting radio signals.
Yes, it does. Very faintly, but there's lots of it. When the universe formed, there was only hydrogen, and in the intervening billions of years, stars and planets and so forth have formed, but there's still quite a lot of hydrogen hanging around out there. And the average spiral galaxy that I observe contains about 10% of its mass in neutral hydrogen, less in some galaxies, more in others. So, we look at the galaxies with the Parkes telescope, which is a single dish radio telescope, to ascertain how much gas is there. And good candidates that have a lot of gas are then observed with the Australia Telescope Compact Array, which is a synthesis telescope.
Okay, so it's often been said that by looking at the visible stars, that 90% of the mass of the universe must be missing. So by looking at the gas that's there, how much have you been able to add to the amount of matter that we know is there?
Well, when you add up stars and gas and dust and planets and so forth, you're really adding up what we have a reasonable idea exists already. So that's not really dark matter. For many reasons, cosmologists, that is, scientists who study the universe as a whole, believe that there's a certain critical density to the universe which relates to the future history of the universe as a whole. And when we add up all the ordinary protons and neutrons that we have in stars and gas and so forth, we only get about 10% of that critical density, possibly 20%. And the question is whether the extra 80% of mass required to reach this critical density exists or not. And many of the theorists believe it does, but as yet there are no observations to suggest that it does.
The recent observation of a Marsho object, is this in your field of work, or is this in someone else's territory, as it were?
Well, they're looking for the dark matter in a very direct way. They're using optical telescopes to look at stars, and, well, I suppose you should really ask somebody involved with that project to describe it, but basically I think they're looking at a large number of stars in the Large Magellanic Cloud, which is another galaxy, the closest galaxy to ours. And their hypothesis is that dark matter may exist in the form of low-mass stars, stars that we can't see because they're too faint, or other large objects somewhat larger than planets that also don't emit light and therefore aren't seen. Now, if an object like this were to pass between our telescope and a star in the Large Magellanic Cloud, then owing to the gravitational effects, that star would become briefly somewhat brighter. And that's due to an effect called gravitational lensing. The matter caused by the dark star that we can't see amplifies the light from the distant star by a gravitational lensing effect. And they're looking for effects of this type. And the report recently was a preliminary result which suggests that they've found one such event. So that's encouraging news for them if it turns out to be what they think it is. Of course, it's very difficult to assess results of that type because there are many kinds of stars that vary intrinsically, so they have to be certain that it's not just another kind of variable star. And then, of course, even if they find one of these objects, that's interesting, but doesn't answer the dark matter problem, because I'm sure nobody will be too surprised to find a few stars out there that are too faint to be seen, or at the very low mass end of our population of stars. But if they find appreciable numbers of these things, that could go some considerable way to explaining the dark matter that appears to surround our galaxy.
Okay, now, Wilfred, you're a PhD student, aren't you?
That's right.
And how much longer do your studies continue?
Well, the PhD scholarship runs for about 3 years, and I've used up about 1 year of that, so I've got two more to go.
And the scholarship that you study with the Australia Telescope?
The scholarship is through the University of New South Wales, and I work there. However, I spend much of my time with my supervisor, who's a scientist here at the Australia Telescope National Facility.
And when your studies are over, do you hope to get a job as a professional astronomer?
Yeah, of course. That's the aim.
Okay, well, I hope you do.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with your studies.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on The Space Show, Wilfred.
My pleasure.